Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Stolen Letter by Paige Shelton. Narrated by Susan Boyce. 1. I must really love my job. There was no other explanation for my happy, hurried footsteps. I couldn't wait to get to work. I hadn't been inside the most wonderful bookshop in the entire world for the last 2 weeks. Instead, I'd been with the most perfect man on the most perfect honeymoon. We'd seen more of Europe than I ever thought I'd see when I first moved to Scotland just over a year ago. Of course, I also hadn't planned to meet Tom Shannon, Scottish pub owner, and then marry him. Sometimes it's all about the surprises. Maybe it's always about surprises, but it takes a few big ones for us to notice. And boy, have there been some big surprises along the way. It's been better than I could have ever anticipated. I leapt off the bus and set out in a quick pace, but then I skidded to a stop and took a deep breath. I'd quit having moments of staggering awe, moments when I wondered if it was all really, well, real a while ago. I had accepted that it was okay to be so happy, to be grateful for all the amazing moments that had happened since I'd answered an online ad about a job in an Edinburgh bookshop. Was I up for an adventure? A secretive sort of job in a bookshop with a coveted place behind a desk that had seen the likes of kings and queens. Oh yes, it seemed I had been, and here I was. As I stood there in Grass Market, I looked toward the shop.